So in this case, a woman and her partner were walking to the grocery store, and bullets started flying, and she felt something hit her head, but pew, she didn't pew. Know what it was. Yes, pew pew.
Ouch, ouch.
Mm. So this woman got stuck on Band-Aids, and Band-Aids got stuck on her, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than simply removing the bullet, they just put a Band-Aid over it. And then...
From what I recall of the article, they mentioned that she was told that she was fine, that it was just a graze.
Yes, it was just a graze, according to the medical professionals there. After days of complaining about pain, she went back to the hospital where she got...
A different doctor,
and got an x-ray, and now surgery is being done on her bulleted head.
They're both just thankful to be alive.
Indeed they are. Next news article.
That last one was from ABC Action News, Channel 6. This one, from everythinglubbock.com. Lubbock home burglar left behind message. D's nuts. That is spelled D-E-E-Z. N-U-T-T-Z.
So, in this case, a home burglar broke into a home.
In Lubbock, Texas.
And in Caulk, that's C-A-U-L-K, wrote D's nuts.
Spelled D-E-E-Z. N-U-T-T-Z.
Within this person's home before robbing them. Or maybe after.
Or during, even.
Or during.
You see, D's Nuts, spelled D-E-E-Z-N-U-T-S, which is a different spelling, is an Australian punk band.
It's also a form of getting him, if you're aware of that.
I am. Another thing that happened during this burglary is that there was a light blue substance splattered all over the walls in the living room. And the officer also wrote in the report that he saw a large amount of exploded Black Cat fireworks in the toilet in the bathroom. The fireworks had been lit on fire and had made the toilet black.
Ha! Got him.
At the time of the police report, the suspect had, or not, there was no suspect that had been identified.
Next article.
This one from the Babylon Bee. Trump says, I've done more for Christianity than Jesus.
Which, in ways, is very true. I mean, Donald Trump is God's savior to this earth.
In a sense, perhaps. He talks about how he saved Christmas. He says, quote, you can say Merry Christmas now. In fact, if you say Happy Holidays and don't immediately make it clear you're referring to Christmas, you go to prison. What has Jesus ever done for Christmas? Be born? He wants credit for that? Come on. And you see, like, I appreciate Trump doing this for our people, the Americans. But on the other hand, I feel like that turns Happy Holidays into hate speech, which is exactly what we're trying to fight against.
You know, an interesting fact about this article. Who is Jesus's father?
Well, God.
And who invented the wind?
God.
And Trump knows nothing about wind, but he does know about windmills. He knows everything about windmills.
He is well studied on windmills.
Very studied on windmills.
Bob, I believe this next article is one that you picked.
Oh, yes. This is from Fox News. Mark Hamill wants President Trump to pardon the notorious Star Wars holiday special. Now, if you're not aware of the Star Wars holiday special, it came out in 1978, right after Star Wars in 1977, also known as A New Hope. At the time, it was the first Star Wars, but now it's the fourth Star Wars for some reason.
I believe at the time it was the fourth.
No, it wasn't. It was just Star Wars.
Was it not Star Wars Episode 4?
No, that was in the special edition.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, it's real bad, and everyone in the
show...
Not
A New Hope. The Star Wars special.
Yeah, the Star Wars holiday special is really bad. Everyone who was filmed, all the actors are...
Was it a Christmas holiday special?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well,
I don't
no,
want
to... No, not no? technically. It was Life Day.
Well, I don't want to go to prison for misgendering the holiday.
Oh, no, no, no. The holiday in the Star Wars Holiday Special was Life Day.
I see.
But
outside the Star Wars universe.
It was released around Christmas.
I see, yes.
So the thing about this is every single actor within this special was very high on drugs.
I see.
Mark Hamill looked like he was a Ken doll because he had so much makeup because of a car accident. Interesting fact is that's one of the reasons why his face gets clawed in episode 5. It's because they were trying to cover up that horrible scar in his car.
Well, that's interesting.
Carrie Fisher has a coke nail. She's doing lots of cocaine. Harrison Ford looks like he doesn't want to be there.
And that's not drug related. It's just he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, the rest of it is basically just Wookiees speaking. Bunch of Ewoks. Yeah, Wookiee speaking with no subtitles.
Well, that is good, Bob.
Yeah.
Good for nothing.
Yeah.
But you know what is good for something?
Flex paste.
Yes, that is our final bit of news for the week.
So breaking news, Phil Swift is back, and he has made another boat.
He has indeed. He took a chicken coop, took the wire off of it, bent it, and attached it to some metal poles, and he just coated it in nothing but flex paste. A flexible paste that hardens into a flexible rubber material.
And it adheres to all surfaces.
And it'll even do it underwater. And will cure and dry underwater.
So we really think that this product is cool.
That's a lot of flex.
We have yet to try this out, but we are so excited.
We are thoroughly to flex excited.
That paste.
I watched the video and would spend copious amounts of money on lots of flex paste.
As would I.
As would we both.
Well, that concludes this episode of The Cloud.
Join us next week on Thursday, live at 5 Eastern.